And here we are. A life built on quality sets dreams into motion. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. A life built on quality sets dreams into motion.
Well, now, what about the life that's not set on quality? Doesn't it set dreams into motion, too?
Sure does. Sure does. But when you're playing Russian roulette, do you want the bullet to be in the chamber when you pull the trigger? You see, you want to be very careful what you're doing with yourself. If you're going to play Russian roulette with life and just pull the trigger without thought and have the gun go off and blast your head off, your experiences here on this planet have come to an end, as far as you know, and as far as we know. However, as far as the world knows, you may be here as an ant, or a grasshopper, or as your father's grandpa, or something too. Now, here's a thought, and a thought that makes this quite interesting. A life built on quality sets dreams into motion. There are people who are buffs, B-U-F-F-S. Some of them call them naked buffs, and some of them call them interested buffs. A buff is one who is interested in something, but he's not tremendously interested. He's just generally interested. Like he's a golfing buff. He does it on the weekend, and he doesn't take lessons. He just trains himself as he goes along and has a happy game. However, there are a lot of historical buffs, people who like history. And they like the time of Queen Antoinette, you know, Marie Antoinette. They like the time of Plato. They like the time of Jesus. They like the time of Quetzalcoatl. They like the time of all these ancient characters because, you see, the stories that we have of them, even the stories that imaginatively people have written about them, sound charming, sound delightful. But, you see, what they don't write about are the people and the problems that they're actually having. The lack of food, or the lack of medicine that's necessary to bring health. We read about many of the kings and pharaohs and so forth that had their bodies exhumed and found that they had their body riddled with disease. And they lived their life of power and glory with a diseased body, which mustn't have been very happy at all. So when you start thinking you'd like to live in the character of the past, you'd like to be the king of Solomon, for instance, that's not always too cool. How would you like to be King Solomon and have two women come to you and say, you know, which is my kid, you know? And you have to say, my God, another family quarrel, another nonsense thing, you know? And you see, that gets in the way. When you think this is nonsense, it gets in the way of judgment. And so then you just stop and you say, all right, divine, what shall I do? And then he listens, because he trained himself. King Solomon was very good at that. He listened to the divine within, and the divine says, well, you know what a real mother is like. A real mother would never do anything to harm her child, even if it meant losing the child. Even if it meant losing her own life, she'd give it up for her child. A mother that is dedicated to her child, as most mothers are. Very few mothers that are not. And so, all you have to do is say, okay, let's take the child, cut him in half, we'll give half to each of you. Now, the real mother is going to stand up and say, no! Let her have my child, you know. And the false mother is going to be quite cold, because she's very cold in the first place, wanting somebody else's kid, you know. Well, you see, a life built on quality sets dreams in motion in the direction we like to go. So where would you like to go? What dream would you like to have? What imaginative, wonderful, creative experience would you like to have in your life that would just tickle you very much? make you feel very happy and very content and very, very, very rewarded? What event would do that to you? Now, I know that right at the moment you're not thinking about it. Right at the moment you're not thinking about all the wonderful things that could happen in life. But just for instance, if we were to make a comment and we were to say that you were given the gift of being a fairy godmother, you know, like Cinderella's fairy godmother. Now, what would you do? Would you go around flashing your wand on circumstances and things and making them come true? Or would you, like the fairy godmother in Cinderella, say, you've only got to midnight. Now, what are you going to do between now and midnight? And so Cinderella was herself between now and midnight. She was herself, being totally herself. And the prince recognized that. Now, the other two girls were totally themselves also. And the prince recognized that and wanted nothing to do with it. But when it came time to try the glass slipper on that foot, you see, the fairy godmother, it's not just a simple fairy godmother and say, poof, you got it, poof, you got it. The fairy godmother gives things with conditions, gives things with support, but with a responsibility. Now the pumpkin turned back into what? The carriage turned back into a pumpkin, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the horsemen turned back into mice. All these things turned back into whatever they had been before. But for the moment, they were these lovely additional creatures. So when you think about it, a life built on quality sets dreams into motion. Real dreams. How would you like to have the United States of America be filled with people who have only one thought in their mind, and that is to be loving? Now, that's not a big deal. It's a big deal, but, you know, that's not a lot of things, but just all are purely loving. Wow. Just imagine if there was peace on earth. Now, you don't want peace on earth. Peace on earth is absolutely no good. Peace in yourself is no good either. What you want is to live a life of harmony, love, joy, sharing, caring, you know. You don't want peace. Peace just means a cessation of anger. It doesn't mean the end of anger. It doesn't mean the end of conflict between nations. It only means that the outward sign is not there. Because you can have war at the peace table. And unhappy things. People can still go around shooting each other. People can go around making vendettas against other people. Say, by my mother's beard, my father's beard, you know, you are kaput, you know, or whatever. You know. Maybe the mother's beard too, you know. A lot of women have little beards. But, you see, those things they say, and you know, many nationalities have statements like that. The Arabs, the Jews, the Germans, oh my goodness, the Germans, wow, what tough ones they have, you know. And the Swiss, if you don't behave, we're going to make you play Yacht, you know. And all sorts of fascinating things, but think about it. Think about it. What is it that would be a dream of yours? A dream of yours might be a world wherein every person on the face of the world is in love with life. Not bad, huh? Of course, it's got to start with you. Every person on the face of the earth enjoys perfect health. They live in their ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every person is independently wealthy. It has nothing to do with money. You got all the money you want, but it has nothing to do with money. It means that you are in the flow. You are in actually the know of the flow, and you know with the flow that's the way to go. So really, this is what you want to do. Because if you're not in the know of the flow, you cannot maintain the flow so that it will go where you want it to go. You have to be very, very definite about this. Now, you cannot say one thing and practice another thing, because principle knows what you're doing. What does principle have to do with this? Know what you're doing. Well, you put a cause in motion with principle. And the cause in motion, when you lie, the principle responds with another lie. When you tell the truth, the principle responds with another truth. Speak the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Always. Now, are you in bondage? Are you bound by circumstances? Or do you build your life on quality and set your dreams in motion with quality? What is it you want? Well, you say, gee, it'd be great if my dad were still here. You know. And that's kind of stupid. You didn't want him when he was there. You didn't pay any attention to him when he was there. You didn't go visit him. You didn't sit by his side and worship him. You didn't wish that he was whole and perfect when he was sick. You said you wish that he has an easy passing. You know, that's what people do. They want their friends who are dying of illnesses to have an easy passing, to be released from the pain, you know. And what business is that of yours? I mean, that person created that experience for themselves so that they could be master of themselves. Now, if you were to say, I see them master of themselves, that's not bad, huh? I see them master of themselves, and because you're master, but I see them master of themselves, and anything they're doing is their choice, which it is anyhow. Anything, and it gets your bloated nothingness out of the way. And I see them master of themselves, and people come to me with drug habits and with alcohol habits and other habits, and I say, I see you master of your habit, one habit. Because we don't know what habit it is that they're interested in. They say one thing, but they may mean another thing. Come. I see you a master of your habit. And so no matter what circumstances distress them, they're a master of it. And then they come up to you and they say, hey, it worked. I took care of six habits. Does it work for more of them too? Well, why limit yourself? Why limit you? Go for a broke, you know. Say, all my habits, but don't say that. Do it one at a time and clean house. And you'll get to all the nooks and crannies of your house until it's so perfect and so beautiful and so fantastic. It's just unbelievable. You understand? This is the way life goes. This is the way life is. A life built on quality sets dreams in motion. A life built not on quality sets dreams in motion too. But now, what dreams do you want to be in motion? The dreams of joy and peace and love and harmony and right action, truth and goodness, all that good stuff. Then if that's what you want, then use that as your direction, and you've got it made. That's what life's all about. Being ourselves and having fun. We'll probably say that 100 million times. And maybe one day somebody will hear it and they'll say, hey, I've been being myself all along. Why have I been having these worries? Like I said to Ellen today, I said, Ellen, is there anything about your work that's distressing you because there are so many little details that need attention? She said, no. She said, I'm enjoying it thoroughly. And I said, great. Now, is there anything about your work you'd like to just release? No, I'm happy with it. And I said, well, what about releasing the idea that it's work and just have it be a joy at all times? Well, I'm so used to it being work. Well, yeah, that's true. We're so used to it being work that that's what we call it. Whereas it should be being ourselves and having fun. That's all that matters. Right? Aren't you good? Wonderful. Well, have a lovely day. And I'll be away for a few days now in the Bahamas, giving a special family seminar there. And when I come back, whatever discs I have made at the family seminar, there may be many or few, I would like it to be many, we will share with you and let you hear the thoughts about them. In fact, just to say, during the family seminar, It'll be Intensive School of the Master, Intensive School of the Master in Nassau, Bahamas. Saturday at 8 p.m. will be a briefing. The purpose of the Intensive School of the Masters is to put together a way a family may experience harmony, peace, balance, oneness, and love in the home. And they'll have 10 points revealed that night. Marriage is, a husband is, a wife is, a child is, a home is, harmony is, balance is, peace is, oneness is, and love is. And then the next day, at 9 o'clock, a series of lectures until 1 o'clock on My Real Family, I Am Divine, I Create Reflections of Myself, No Clone, I Create Uniqueness, Exceptionality Flows Out of Imagination. I do not possess my creation. I am untouched as my creation expresses. Just as I do not judge myself, so I do not judge my creation. My creation is one-pointed in being its divine self at all times. As I release my creation to be itself, so my creation sees its parent creator unlimited. My creation, my children, as always, greater than anything I have fulfilled, and I let them be free. There is no rule in my house, in my world, other than to be myself and have fun. With harmony, peace, balance, oneness, and love, I see all in divine order now and forevermore. And then there will be counseling sessions, and at 6 p.m., a summary. And so much for a holiday in the Bahamas. But join me next week and see what we come up with that is not private, but it's something that could be a blessing to all of us as we have our parent-home relationship. Have a nice week, a nice weekend. I love you. I love you. I love you.